Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Civil servants who've been told to come into the office more often have been urged by their trade union to continue to work from home under the current rules. The Department of Social Protection has told staff that from next Monday, they'll have to spend a minimum of 2 days a week in the workplace. Well, Eamon Donnelly is Forza Deputy General Secretary and joins me on the line now. So, Eamon, what's happened? What's that issue?
Good morning, Claire. Well, the first thing I want to say is that the workforce in the Department of Social Protection is a highly committed workforce whose primary focus is to get the job done. And what's happened is the Department of Social Protection has unilaterally changed the blended working arrangements without consultation with the trade union or without consultation that's provided for in the actual civil service blended working agreement. So the issue was not whether people have to come in 1 or 2 days. The issue is a unilateral move by the Department of Social Protection to alter people's terms and conditions without meeting their obligations on consultation.
So they want people to come in a minimum of 2 days a week. Is that what they're saying to you?
That's part of it. They want people to come in, those who are on, who are coming in 1 day a week, a minimum of two. But there are also people who are coming in 3 days a week. They want them to come in four. There are, and by the way, almost half the department work 5 days a week in the office. So it's I just want to put that into context. But the difficulty here, Claire, is that this decision was taken, and when I asked the DSP as recently as Monday what analytics or analysis did they use to come to this conclusion, they said none.
Well, I'm just looking at the statement that they've sent in to us now, and they talk about this working from home policy that provides that it will be supported subject to the business needs and customer service requirements, and that in there there's an arrangement that it would be reviewed on an annual basis based on experience and business needs. So if that's the case, it seems they're entitled to do this.
Absolutely, and nobody is questioning the entitlement to have a review. But the blended working agreement for the civil service, which we all signed off in 2022, said in cases where there is a review, there should be consultation with the staff representative bodies and the trade unions. And the DSP told me as recently as Monday there was no role for the workers' representatives to be consulted. And quite frankly, that's a complete breach of the framework agreement and indeed the public service agreement itself. Mm-hmm. But can we just step back for a second, Claire? See, organically, the discussion around the value or otherwise of blended working will take care of itself if people didn't just take unilateral decisions, because it needs to be a balanced discussion, a balanced around exactly what you said, operational and organisational need. Forza has no issue with that whatsoever. But also what needs to be considered is the socio-economic contribution of blended working in relation to reduction of carbon emissions, urban congestion, care for the elderly, where people who are on blended working can balance all of those things and the contribution that it makes to the state. So organically that discussion can take care of itself, but not in an environment where a government department decides to breach completely and tear up collective agreement and take a decision. And one further thing, the Department of Public Expenditure itself has published an evaluation model to do the type of things I'm talking about, but the Department of Social Protection has chosen to ignore all of that.
Right, well, they say this morning, based on experience and the level of take-up by staff, the provision for up to 3 days working from home in any week is considered reasonable and is in line with arrangements already in place in other government departments. They say they're disappointed now in you, in the union. You say you've taken your this approach without prior notice to the department, and there are well-established mechanisms in place for dispute resolution within the civil service. So what do you say to them if they're disappointed in you?
Well, I'm very disappointed in their aggressive and regressive management style, which belongs to a bygone age, to be quite frank. We weren't given an opportunity for dispute resolution procedures because an announcement was made. And when asked, we asked, could the decision be deferred pending discussion? And that opportunity was refused and denied.
And you're saying to your members now, if you're asked to come in more often into the office, you're to ignore that and you're to carry on doing what you were doing.
That's exactly what we're saying. And the reason why we're saying it is because the department has taken a decision to alter your terms and conditions to your disadvantage without maintenance requirements under the collective agreements in place.
And you're saying that this could go all the way to strike action?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that in the event of people being threatened with disciplinary action through aggressive management styles, that we would have to, as any union would, take a protective ballot to protect workers in that instance.
Maybe the determination has been made by the department, though, that productivity is suffering on foot of this work from home arrangement.
And I'm delighted you referenced that, Claire, because the question I asked on Monday was what analytics were used? And I was told directly across the table, none. So if productivity has suffered, well, then show us the analysis for that. Our analysis would seem to indicate otherwise. I can tell you for certain incidences of sick leave, for example, have reduced.
Mm-hmm.
So if the argument about productivity is to be introduced into the scenario, well then bring that argument to us in a discussion.
See, this could just get very serious very quickly because this is due to happen next week, right?
Yep.
And you're telling your members not to abide by it, so you can see how quickly this can escalate.
Claire, can I tell you, this is completely avoidable if the Department of Social Protection stood back and honoured its obligations under the collective agreements in place and allowed time for discussion. This is wholly unavoidable.
Do you think there's time for discussion before Monday? The department say they're available to meet you.
There's always time for discussion and we always make ourselves available.
Eamon, thanks for being with us. Eamon Donnelly, Forza Deputy General Secretary. Coming up, health insurance costs are going up again. VHI is increasing prices, so will the rest follow? Plus, why North Korean troops are withdrawing from the Russian front line against Ukraine.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.